Hello, folks, and welcome to what I assume is Season 8 of FS Ride Along. This is the long-lost knick-knack. No, I haven't disappeared. I've just had a really rough year. And I'll be telling you more about that in the next personal episode. But for now, I want to share with you that I have been using X.11 and the Arabesk DA-50, Diamond DA-50RG, to try and fly from the area of Vienna in Austria, where the Diamond Factory is, and deliver my brand new virtual airplane all the way to Boeing Field here in Seattle. And so far, I've flown from the Vienna area to Hamburg. I'm sure I don't have the German accent right. Sorry, any Germans out there. I do try. But the first leg was from Austria to Vienna area to Hamburg, and then from Hamburg to Liverpool, because I'm a Beatles fan and I wanted to make that journey, and so that was leg two. And then I just completed leg three, and leg three, let me tell you, got to be a little bit hairy because of thunderstorms in the area. We were zigzagging all over the place. The autopilot cut out at one point. It was much more interesting than I wanted it to be. And I guess I'll just reach out and say, if you are a flight simmer and you know of any resources for weather and flight planning that are free in Europe, please let me know. Send me an email, nicnacjak@gmail.com, and let me know, because I've been trying to fly in Europe a little bit more frequently, and it's kind of become a challenge. So that's what I've been up to lately. I have made it the third leg I just completed, though it was quite hairy because of the thunderstorms. Stornoway, Scotland, I think is where I am. And next will probably be Keflavik. Whether I do that today or tomorrow, I don't know. I'll include a link in the show notes so you can follow me on Volanta if you are so inclined. The flight tracking software supported by Orbix there. I'm still using X-Plane 11. I actually did get Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020, and of course, naturally, shortly after getting it, they announced that they're going to have a whole new version next year, so that's going to be a whole exciting can of worms. I'm very interested in the A2A Piper that just came out. I have my eye on that, but I also have my eye on the modification for the Carinato F-33 Bonanza. So we'll see what I end up getting, should funds become available anytime soon. Unfortunately, a lot of the websites have gone down, but I will include links to all my donation and all that information in the show notes page. I'm sorry this is a little rough around the edges, but I did want to say that I'm still flying, I'm still doing well, I'm still healthy, and the plan for the rest of this journey is to A, try and be more weather aware, and B, fly all the way across the Atlantic, Keflavik probably first, and then Sondrestrom, and then Baffin Island, Iqaluit, and then down into Canada, through to Oshkosh, if the show hasn't been over already for a significant time by the time I get down there, and then on home to Boeing Field in Seattle, which is now my home airport, I am proud to say. So that is what I'm going to do with the DA-50. It's a remarkable model that Arabesk has provided. It comes with the default laminar G1000 modified in a few ways. Full working ECU, so you can do the FedEx and all that, which is much nicer than the Cirrus, always having to use lean assist to figure out whether you're at the right temperatures or not. And as much as I like the Cirrus, I really like flying the Diamond much better because it's got a FedEx. And the FedEx is the feature of complex engine management, I think, because who wants to have three levers when you can just have one beta-controlled power lever? That's really nice. The major drawback on the Diamond, it comes with a 49-gallon fuel tank. And in order to get 9 to 7 gallons an hour on a fuel burn on this engine, you have to be going between 55 and 45% load on the engine, which is what I'll be doing for these long legs across the pond. But that means that you end up going awfully slow. So slow, in fact, that you're in within the flap speed of the airplane. So, as much as I want the DA-50 in real life, would love to have it, I do feel that they need a bigger fuel tank on that thing. Because if they had more fuel capacity, then you could cruise at a much more reasonable speed, and then you could seriously compete with the Cirrus SR-22T. So, that's my feelings on the DA-50. Congratulations to Diamond for getting their aircraft certified in the U.S. finally. Hopefully we will see more DA-50 users on YouTube, because I think it's a very interesting, very sleek, very modern, lovely looking airplane, and I would love to get a ride in one as a passenger. That's on my bucket list, shall we say. Nothing wrong with the smaller Diamonds either. The DA-40NG, I got a mod for that from Microsoft Flight Simulator that makes that very pleasant to fly finally. I think there's a mod for the DA-62 as well in Microsoft Flight Simulator that makes that pleasant to fly. The big trade-off with X-Plane, whether you're using 11 or 12, is you don't have the ortho imagery everywhere. I have B states for an Orbix for a good portion of the U.S. and some of the U.K., which covers me for that arena, but I would still love it if X-Plane 13 came with Google satellite streaming imagery or something. I'm really excited to see what's coming next on the Flight Sim line. I'm really excited to report on these future legs, and I hope that you'll join me. And again, you can follow me on Volanta. Web links will be in the show description, and thank you so much for listening. Till next time, stay safe, stay sane, happy landings. So catch me if you can. I'm running home.